Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
What's happening, brother? Where y'all at right now?
We are in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm ready because... you were in, and when you first jumped out, I don't know if you heard this, but Holly was talking about her kid kicking her at night. And she goes, my teeth are going to get knocked out. And I was like, speaking of knocking out teeth, Brantley Gilbert is on tour with Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. Dude,
how badass has that been?
It's sick, man. It's definitely different. You know, I think I haven't talked to one person who hasn't asked me how it came about and happened, but man, it's been wild. It's a different look, but you know what? It's an experience, man. And it's something we haven't ever been able to offer our fans. And I think they could say the same. It's just, you know, it turned out being a good package. The crossover is not as crazy as you would think. So it's been awesome, man. We're having a ball out here.
How is the crowd? Yeah. I want to know, like, how is the crowd like receiving
awesome.
You?
It's literally been about 50-50 every night. Everywhere's been pretty much capacity sold out, and everybody's into it. Our people are staying for the majority of their show, if not all of it, and it's you know, they're getting there early. You know, their fans are getting there early, and they're sitting through us, and they're loud and rowdy, and it's about it's all we can ask for, man. It's awesome.
I mean, I'm glad that this is happening, because as a fan, you know, of music, I think most people listen to a whole lot of different stuff. There's not a ton of people who are like, I only listen to the, I mean, you get some of those people sometimes, but for the most part, it's like, hey, you came out of the gate with some pretty heavy stuff in the country realm. Right. And so I think it's a fantastic mix, and you're seeing it more with people like you and Hardy, which you got on a song too.
Oh yeah. Dude, Hardy's a beast, man. I'm telling you, I think when people are starting to figure out how talented this guy is, man, and he's one of those guys, you can tell it's just he's gonna stay him. And man, I think the world of him, man. Like I got a lot of love and respect for that dude.
And then you flip all the way over to the other side of this softer song that is like, I feel like brings a tear to your eye. It just shows the diversity in everything. Heaven by Then, can we talk about this song and how this one came about? Because Vince Gill, and it's so great. So can you tell us about this?
Thank you so much. Well, it's funny you mentioned Hardy, because Hardy was a part of this one too. We were in Texas. We do a writing retreat every year. We go out and we hunt some stuff, shoot some stuff, and write some songs. And we do something a little bit different every night. One night we go to this place. It's like a karaoke bar, and it's not like super nice. It's held up with like toothpicks and cardboard.
Yeah. Those are the best kinds of karaoke bars.
Oh, absolutely, dude. And we go in and we just rock out with like the locals, man. And everybody has a great time, and they kind of pick songs out for each other. And I kind of opt out for it just because, you know, I mean, there's some Backstreet Boys and NSYNC stuff getting thrown in there, and it's hilarious, but it's a good time. But I think it was that night we got back. It was 2 or 3 in the morning. So, you know, the guys that drank and may have been drinking a little bit, and the Willie Nelson folks like me had spent a little time with Willie, and, you know, we were all hanging out on the porch, and Hardy picks up a guitar. And anytime that happens, you know, you try to be close. Good things usually happen when he picks one up. So he starts picking. We were working on another song, and Taylor Phillips actually was saying something, and he was just in regular conversation, and he said, "You know what? Shoot, I hope I'm in heaven by then." You know. And Hardy slammed his fist on the table and he stood up and he was like, "Taylor, why in the hell would you say that in a room full of 8 writers?" So, we all ended up writing it. And man, it was awesome. That many good songwriters in one place at the same time. I think there were only like 4 guys that weren't there that were on that trip that weren't on the porch. And, you know, there's so many great lines getting thrown out. I mean, man, it was like the lines that didn't make the song were absolutely incredible. You know, so it was, man, we're super proud of that song, man. And, you know, with Blake and Vince agreeing to do it, I look up both of those guys, man. I mean, Blake, I mean, you guys probably remember when I came on the scene years ago, I was a little rougher than I am now, which is, you know, I feel like saying something, but it was back in my drinking days and everything. And I was a little different. And man, it never bothered Blake or Vince at all, for that matter. Blake's always been just the same guy to me every time. He's always been kind. He's always been cool to me. And I've always been a fan of his music. So to have him on a song was freaking incredible. And then to have Vince jump on it too, just really took it to the next level. And, you know, if I had a bucket list, man, there'd be checks all over.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite line of that song, by the way? Your favorite?
Every line in it I love, but the first line to me really kind of just hits home. And to me, you know, the opening line of a song is so important. And I feel like we just nailed this one. It was like when number 3 is just a number and Hank is just a name. I mean, you think about it. When those two things happen, I really do hope I'm in. I hope I'm better than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned being a little crazy back in the day and, you know, not drinking anymore. How long have you been sober?
Well, man, I, to be completely honest and transparent, I have to be respectful of the folks in the recovery community that are absolutely sober. So I have to be careful with the definition of sober. I'm California sober, if that makes any sense.
Well,
I'm a Nelson fan.
That's fine. Well, the reason I bring it up is because I quit drinking alcohol 6 months ago. And
congratulations.
Thanks. And I just wondered if you had any words of encouragement for people who are thinking about going that route and making that choice like you did or like I did. Because, you know, in the music business, it's not the easiest choice you can make.
No, for sure. Man, in any business, in any life, it's not as taboo as it used to be, right? But it is. There's still some intimidation, like some humiliation and some shame that you may feel from, you know, outside pressure, you know, wondering what people think. And, you know, especially with social media successfully turning the whole world into a small town, man, it's like everybody's in everybody's business. And, the way I look at it, if somebody's willing to get help, man, and I think that's the surefire way to really make that decision. You know, you and I can give advice all day long, and I'm sure folks appreciate that. But I mean, I'm sure you agree to be completely honest. I've got to where, man, I really try to turn people on to the professionals that are really trained and have spent a large majority of their life learning how to really most effectively treat and help people. And treatment really is, to me, the way to go. That's the only way it worked for me. I literally had to medically detox or I would have, you know, seized out and died probably. But
yeah, well, it's as you learn in the recovery process, you know, it's like your job to be able to share that and just throw it out there, say, hey, whoever wants help, you want to talk to me, you want to talk to Brantley, we're here for you.
For sure.
So I appreciate you talking about it.
Yeah, dude, December 18th will be 11 years for me. And I tell you, dude, I'm to the point, and this is a terrible idea. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about being sober, laying something down, do not do this. I really like winning. And we literally have a bar in the doghouse, and I walk by it 100 times a day. And it's like every time I walk by it, I get to win. You know what I mean? It's like, for me, man, it's, and I'm sure you agree with this, and you'll hear this in recovery too, for whoever's listening, it's intimidating to think about quitting drinking for the rest of your life, right? But just quitting for today, just not drinking for today, winning today, and going one day at a time. I know it sounds silly, but man, it's that goes a long way. You don't have to quit for the rest of your life. You just got to make it through the day.
One day at a time.
That's it, brother.
Hey, can we talk about Jelly Roll real quick too? Because you've got a song with Jelly Roll, Son of the Dirty South. How did you meet Jelly Roll? We love him as well. Like, that guy is like the most lovable person.
So much fun. Like. Yeah.
That's my brother. And you know what's crazy about that is like, so I forget what, neither one of us can remember exactly who put us in touch with each other. But I was a fan of his stuff and have been for a long time. I was a fan of a dude named Haystack that was around when Jelly was first starting and stuff. And so when Jelly came out, I was all over it. And I always enjoyed his stuff and listening to his stuff. And it was a little underground, you know. And but we finally got together, met each other, and we knew right off the bat. We recognized each other, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, at the end of the day, aside from being insanely talented, right? And just for the record, his skill set, he's got some God-given talent, right? But his skill set is trained too. It's learned, it's earned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he put work into being as talented as he is. And that's how you do anything is how you do everything. I feel like he tackles life like that. And this dude, in a world where, you know, especially in our genre right now, like people are almost consumed with being real and authentic. And oftentimes, I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody. And I'm not mentioning any names. But it's just kind of a going thing. We're obsessed with being real and authentic. But how many times do you meet somebody that's actually real and authentic? You know, it's few and far between. And that dude is going to be the same every time because he's not preaching a narrative and he's not, you know, there's a brand, but the brand is him. And that's when it's sincere and it's honest and it's really real, you know, that those are few and far between. And dude, I respect that and I appreciate that about him. You know, he's a real deal.
He really is. And he gives us real answers when we ask questions. He told us that if
there's
pool,
no filter.
Yeah, there's no filter. He told us if there's a pool, he's peeing in it. So like we appreciated that about him. We're like, all right, noted. Not swimming in the pool with Jelly Roll.
yeah.
Heads up on that, Brantley.
Yeah. It's gotta happen. You know, there's a story that I really can't share from a video shoot. Jelly's gonna do what Jelly needs to do.
Yeah.
If something needs to happen, it's gonna happen.
Hey, and speaking of
if he tells you he's leaving at a certain time,
yeah.
He's leaving at that time. Our music video shoot, he told the director, he said, look, 6 o'clock, I'm out of here. Yeah. It's family night, you know, and I'm heading home. So they still had, we probably had about 4 or 5 shots left. And 6 o'clock hits. And I told the director myself about 4 or 5 times. I said, dude, he's not kidding with you. Like when that clock strikes 6, he is out of here. 6 o'clock hits, his phone had an alarm set on it. He literally stands up and just walks off set. He hugs me by and he's like, dude, love you, man. See you tomorrow.
I love that. He's a man of his word. Speaking of branding a little bit, though, I wanted to touch on something. Like we all wore our hats today. We never really see you without a hat. Like your entire career. It's like Brantley Gilbert's the flat brim hat guy for the most part. But you have an amazing salad up there that you revealed to us, I think, this year on your album cover. Why you been hiding that great head of hair, man?
Bro, so I've been bald for as long as not bald, but like I shaved my head for a long time.
Yeah.
Just been as much as we stayed on the road, and I was a single dude for forever, right? I was never really a relationship guy. So it was easy to maintain, take care of. And I always like my hat because if you need to, you can hide your eyes and kind of figure out what's going on in the room, you know, without, you know, beaming people down. But my son, basically, I came home one day and this person had given him his first haircut and I hated it. Like I was mad about it, actually. And I said, dude, get in the truck. We're going for a ride. We're riding around. And I'm telling him, hey, man, you know, I know you probably don't like your hair much. It'll grow back out. And he said, yeah, but yours won't, Daddy. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, you're bald. And I said, well, son, I'm bald because I want to be. Like, I shave it. No, you're not. Your hair don't grow. So I had to prove him wrong. That's literally where it all came from.
That is hilarious. That's look hilarious. At that.
Oh, my gosh.
What a great head of hair. Look at that.
Good hair, Brantley. You've been blessed.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh man, well, congrats on the new album. We're digging it, man. I'm always a fan of the heavy stuff, so keep it rocking, brother.
Yeah, brother, you got it, man.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks for the time.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
thank you,
Brantley. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.